Hello, everybody. Kathy here. I'm sure there's a lot of you guys or a lot of people out there who are kind of scared because things are getting a little nuts. And I woke up this morning and kind of thought about it, and I was praying and I'm asking the Lord, you know, we need to do something to help people get over this fear, because I know it's there. I know there's a lot of people out there. And also to a little bit of spiritual warfare. And this prayer takes the word of God and literally applies it to you. And the Lord had given it to me. I literally sat down and typed it up with all specific scripture through the whole thing. And about 2 years ago, I was going through some stuff and the Lord just helped me write this prayer, and it's beautiful. So I'm going to go ahead and read it, and you guys can just play this over and over if you want to, or you can, you know what, I'll put it under in the description box underneath. So if you guys want to copy and paste it or something and print it out so you have it, you can read it anytime. Okay. Let me pull it up. Spiritual warfare prayer against the enemy's whispers in these last days. Before I even begin, I put on the full armor of God so that I can take my stand against the devil's schemes. For my struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, I put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, I may be able to stand my ground. And after I have done all to stand, I will stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around my waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with my feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, I take up the shield of faith with which I can extinguish all the fiery darts of the evil one. I take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Galatians 5:10, I am confident as to you in the Lord that you will have no other mind, but the one troubling you will bear the judgment, whoever he might be. Now, I rebuke you, enemy of God Almighty, in the name of Jesus. I refuse to hear the lying whispers of you who are cast down. You are trying to exalt yourself, and I force you down with my sword of the Spirit in Jesus' name. Because through my Father, I will push back my adversaries. Through his name, I will trample down those who rise up against me. I bind your mouths and I bind your hands and feet with the threefold cord of Ecclesiastes that is not easily broken. You are of your father, the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But the word in my heart tells me that I will know the truth, and the truth will set me free. I am a blood-bought, Holy Spirit-filled child of the living God. My Father in heaven tells me that my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I declare that I will give thanks to you, my Father, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. Enemy, let me just remind you. In his word, the Father says to me, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. And my Father says, behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. And no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, my Father shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. And my Jesus tells me that he has already overcome your enemy, because greater who is in me than you who are in the world. And I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He then truly goes on to tell me that whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I truly tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. And Jesus and I agree. And the Lord will cause my enemies who rise up against me to be defeated before me. My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and by his stripes I am healed. He also declares to me, I will restore you to health and heal your wounds. And he says, I will heal their waywardness and love them freely, for my anger has turned away from them. And my Savior Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set free those that are oppressed. And so, if the Son therefore shall make me free, I shall be free indeed. And my Lord Jesus Christ speaks to me in his word that there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear, because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. And for God hath not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And 365 times in his word, he tells us, fear not. He says, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And the word of God declares that all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. I bring all my thoughts into the captivity and obedience of Jesus Christ, and I cast down all imaginations that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. If there be anything true, if there be anything honest, if there be anything just, if there be anything pure, if there be anything lovely, if there be anything of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be anything worthy of praise, I will think on these things in Jesus' name. Now, it is not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. And I ask my Father in heaven to erase every lying whisper of the enemy, every and any false, lying physical symptom of the enemy, and every and any fear, worry, or anxiety the enemy is whispering. Father, erase it all in your infinite forgiveness through the blood of your Son, Jesus, in his name, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. So, enemy, in every way I have resisted you, and you must flee, according to James chapter 4, verse 7, in the mighty word of God. Now go, in Jesus' name. Amen. And it is finished. And all the scriptures are Ephesians 6, 11 through 17, Psalm 44, verse 5, Ecclesiastes 4, verse 12, John 8, verse 44, John 8, verse 32, John 10, verse 27, Psalm 139, 14, Jeremiah 1, 5, Luke 10, 9, Isaiah 54, 17, 1 John 4, 4, Romans 8, 37, 1 Corinthians 15, 57, Matthew 18, 18 through 19, Deuteronomy 28, verse 7, Isaiah 53, verse 5, Jeremiah 30, verse 17. God bless you all, and we'll be praying for you. Amen and amen.